Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Are you well? Just a reminder off the top that I stand by ready to pray for you and or someone in your life who needs prayer. Every day I speak into this microphone and out the other end of the radio or the phone, computer or tablet travels my voice to your ears. I do not know who you are unless you choose to reveal yourself to me, and I sure do enjoy hearing from listeners. Sharing prayer requests is a good way to get to know one another. I value your prayers for me and this ministry. I need you to pray for me, and I thank you if you do. Would you let me know if you pray for me, and include a request of your own? I'm happy to take along that need you have with me when I bow before the High King of Heaven in my morning prayers. Let us pray for one another, brothers and sisters. Because many people are not allowed or able to get to church amidst the various restrictions related to this coronavirus, I have been finding the value of ministry such as God Is increases, both as a way to learn the Word of God, but also as a place for building community. So that especially if you find yourself outside the fellowship of the local church, certainly do drop me a note and let me know that you are a part of our community each weekday. And draw strength and encouragement from knowing that I am praying for you. Email is fastest. Mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K. Mark@godisministry.org. Or you can get me by regular mail. God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses will be repeated as our time comes to a close. I look forward to hearing from you. Last week, we used Genesis 12, 1 through 4, as a jumping-off point for searching the Scriptures. We learned that Abraham felt safe with the living God. As we now walk across the bridge between last week and this new week, I would like to offer you another verse of Scripture that supports the reality that Abram walked safely following after his God. In the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we read about the faith of so many of God's men and women. And prominent among them is Abraham. I will be referring to Hebrews 11 again, but today let me read for you Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Hebrews 11, verse 8 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." This verse reveals an interesting nugget that has to be taken into account when we examine the detailed movements of Abram. Whomever wrote the Hebrews says that when Abraham heard his call from God, and when Abram set out in obedience to the voice of God, he did that without knowing where he was going. That is, when Abram left Ur and then Haran, after the Lord reiterated the calling, Abram did not know it was the land of Canaan to which he was being sent. On this verse, Hebrews 11:8, I have two insights to leave with you. The first is a point of application for our lives, and the second is a technical but important point about how Moses writes a certain verse back in Genesis chapter 11. We will get to that. But to begin with, here is something that is very true in life. Consider two people. The first person could care less about God. This is the self-made man or woman. This is the person who does not concern themselves with the God question. They are too busy in the hustle and bustle of this life, really going places. This is the outwardly successful individual. Cocksure of where he or she is going, there is a robust pride about this person. They know where they want to be and set out confident they will get there on their own, by their own will, gifting, and determination. Is this person safe? The second person cares deeply about God. This is the person of faith. This man or woman is not self-made, in fact, is not seen as being outwardly successful at all. Rather than being caught up in the noise and hustle and bustle of this life, this man or this woman is prayerful, reflective, and attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit of the living God through this, the Word of God. Their Bible is open. God speaks, and this person is listening. Ah, but this person is not really sure where he or she is going, and yet they know they are going somewhere. Is this person safe? You will have your own conclusions, but let me tell you what I believe. The safer of the two people, by far, is the second. This is the one who is not really sure where he or she is going, but they are going with God. The one who is, in reality, unsafe is the first, because he or she goes where they are going without God. As I see it, and I am confident Abraham would agree with my assessment, we do not have to know where we are going, as long as we are going with God. Because it is safe to go with God. It is unsafe to go without Him. Indeed, it is treacherous. To me, Hebrews 11 verse 8 demonstrates that when God calls, when God commands us to go, even though we are really unsure of where we are going or even how we will get there, if we put our faith and trust in God and set out, He will undoubtedly help us find our way in His will. That is exactly what happened to Abram. As he begins his journey from Ur and then again from Haran, Abram did not know he was going to end up in the land of Canaan, but that is exactly where he lands, smack dab in the center of God's will. And you, or at least someone, might wonder, does God still do this? Would God really still command someone to go even though this person is not quite sure where he or she is going? My answer, yes. God still does this. Indeed, He does this all the time. This is where we desperately need discernment. Discernment. Are we listening to the living God? Are we attentive to His voice? Do we hear Him when He calls? Do we accept what He commands? And then will we set out like Abraham, not knowing exactly where we are going? I hope these questions will convict you and convict me at this very hour. Are we a people of faith in God? Are we a people who trust God? Are we a people who are willing to do what He wants us to do, especially when we do not have all the details? I reiterate, we do not have to know where we are going as long as we are going with God, because it is safe to go with God. He knows the way. Or I can put it this way, both from personal experience and my interpretation of the text. It is worth going with God just so we can be with God. The fellowship we share with Him along the way to our destination is well worth the walk or the ride. Because I do not know you, I have no idea how this applies to your life, but I encourage you to think about it. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. And you can be sure that I'll be praying for you this day, that you will seriously consider what is being said. Now, second, my somewhat technical but important point about how Moses writes a certain verse back in Genesis chapter 11. The verse is Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, and it says, Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. That was Genesis 11:31. Here's the question. If Abram did not know where he was going when God said go, then how come Moses tells us Abram and his family set out together from Ur to go to Canaan? How do Hebrews 11 and Genesis 11 fit together? Here is how. The mention of Canaan in Genesis 11:31 is a prolepsis. And what is a prolepsis? It sounds like some kind of medical procedure. It is not. Prolepsis is the representation of something as existing before it actually does or did so exist. Prolepsis is the representation of something as existing before it actually does or did so exist. Moses writes Genesis long after the actual events in Genesis took place. So he inserts into Genesis 11, verse 31, Canaan, because he knows that Canaan is the eventual landing spot for Abram. But at the time in this series of events, when Abram left Ur, Abram did not know he was headed specifically to Canaan, as Hebrews 11 reveals. We have to take the prolepsis into account as we make sense of how the whole Bible fits together. Now, I bet you did not think you would start your week learning about a prolepsis. But alas, here we are. Prolepsis is actually used rather frequently in Scripture, and tomorrow I will give you another example of this from right within Genesis chapter 12. We will start with it as a way to remind ourselves of where we now leave off. If your mind works the way mine does, you will need such a reminder. So grab your Bible and join us next time as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.